And the top of the house, the outermost part of the house, the rain falls on it.
Gutter?
Yeah, I want that too. But those are the things that go around, aren't they? But I mean where Santa Claus and the reindeer land on them.
Yeah.
And the a small building outside the house, you might keep wood or something. What would you call that?
Shed.
And a before they had indoor plumbing, they used to have what outside?
Outhouse.
Ever heard any other names for it?
Yeah,
no, that's any names you've ever heard. That's what I want to know. Really.
What?
Yeah, what?
Shit happens.
Okay, all right. Now look, the thing I want to tell you about this, I want you, I don't want to, it's just words, you know, we're just dealing with words, but I want you to give, because this is very important to me, to get as much of this as possible, because it's indicative of what I'm trying to find out with you. What I'm trying to find out is the actual vocabulary right now of not you as a person, as an individual, but of teenage girl. And if possible, after this thing is all finished, but not until it's all finished, I'm going to talk to you and see what we can about interviewing some of your friends. Maybe one of your friends, if they would. But it's entirely up to you. See?
Well, if this is testing my vocabulary,
You'll be able to give me a lot of different things, but I want you to give me as many of these things when we get to these other things as you want to. But just give it, you know, just straight as words that you're familiar with. And what I'm more concerned with is words that you're not necessarily. I'm not suggesting that these are words that you go around, you know, using all the time or anything else. If you want to make the distinction for me, that'd be good. If you tell me that this is a word that I use in a certain circumstance or certain situation, but that isn't too important. What I'm actually after is to get, because, I mean, I've interviewed people of all ages, see, and I try to get the different, you know, the different responses from different, you know, age groups, and language changes, and what I'm trying to do is to get, what I'm primarily after is pronunciation. All my dissertation is going to deal with.
Because I can give you bigger words if you want them, but I was just...
When I say your vocabulary, that's what I mean. I don't mean the extent of the most formal language that you can think of. What I'm after is the language you actually know and actually use. For instance, the gutters, the roof, that's the kind of stuff I want, see? Does that make sense to you? But if it doesn't, you know, and if you have any questions or if you get tired of it, we can stop at any time, so don't. Okay, how about, did you ever hear that before? You say, oh yes, I have. Many times.
Right? Many times.
I said, did you do that yet? And you say, no, I'm sorry, I
haven't done it yet.
And I say, do you smoke cigars? You say, no, I don't, but he
does.
Now, somebody you know is become quite sloppy, careless in his behavior, in his actions. He's really a neat, careful person, but he was about anything anymore. He just
doesn't care.
Have you thought of that? And you say, well, I'm in the process. You say,
I've thought.
I'm in the process.
Thinking?